Welcome to the River Mountain Church Preaching Library. It is our prayer and indeed our hope that this message might inspire your life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the preaching of God's Word.
Today we're going to review Philippians 2, 1 through 11. And I need to share with you, it's some of the most precious verses in the Bible. It gives us an opportunity to take a look at our Lord Jesus Christ. And here's what I want you to know. You know, Jesus was up in heaven. He didn't have to come down here for the likes of us. He had a pretty nice house, didn't he? He had about everything he wanted. Talk about running water, all that jazz. Well, how about just floating from cloud to cloud? How about every day being paradise? How about being with his Father and being with God and just enjoying life? But yet he said, you guys are worth it. Well, here's my question to you today. Do you really think you're worth it? Do you really think that you have a heart in you? And guys, this, you know me, when I do questions, they're rhetorical, because while I'm asking you, I'm asking me. Every time I ask a question, do you really think that you have in you a receptive heart? Again, and I'll be pausing just for my sake too. Do you really think that as you look in this room and you look to the person next to you, you have a heart that says it's more important that that person next to you is here than I am? Think about that. Is the person next to you more important than you? And the fact that they're here, is that more important to you than you being here? It's a question we all need to ask ourselves, isn't it? Let's pray. We need guidance, we need help, and I want us to all have a heart that's kind of like putty today. You know, just let it be nice and soft, because I'll tell you something about that soft heart. What God can do with a soft heart is amazing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to Thee humbly through Your Son, Jesus Christ. We need the Holy Spirit with us today. We need to feel Your presence today. And Lord, I know one thing, and so does everybody else in this room. Your Word does not go out and come back void. Please teach us what You want us to know. Please let us follow Your example, Lord, in all that we say and all that we do, and most importantly, in how we act toward one another. May Your will be done. May Your grace abound. And Father, we do love You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What does it mean to have a heart that's open and receptive to God? In Philippians 2, Paul speaks to the church using examples of Christ Himself in order to encourage certain attitudes and behaviors. And hopefully, through those attitudes and behaviors opening up, we will actually feel the presence of God. How would you like to feel the presence of God today? Let's give it a go, guys. Let's give it a go. I know that when I'm with other believers, and if I'm silent enough, if I can get myself out of the way enough, I feel God's presence. I truly feel God's presence. And I'm hoping that for all of us today. I'm going to read Philippians. I'm going to read the entire passage, guys. And I want you to understand, we're creating a receptive heart. I want you to begin imitating Christ's humility. If you have any encouragement from being united in Christ, this is verse 1 through 11, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one spirit and purpose, doing nothing of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Each of you should look not only on your own interest, but also to the interest of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Human likeness isn't all that pretty, is it? And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under earth. Please hear that. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord, to the glory of God the Father. There are three key points here that I want you guys to try to understand. And I did do just sermon notes. I talked to Tom and I said, Tom, I think this is really God's word, not mine. So I'm not even going to bother with the PowerPoint. He goes, I've been there. So I think he understands that I certainly do. As a congregation of believers, are we all believers is our first question. Do you really believe? Just do you really believe? As a congregation of believers, benefits or desires to the unity in Christ should come in this form. We should feel comfort of love, fellowshipping of the Spirit, and having compassion and having tenderness. How do we do with that, guys? How do we do with that? These are some of the ways that you're going to know that it is working in your heart. We must be like-minded. Do we all agree that Jesus Christ was the Son of God? Do we all agree that some 2,000 years ago, that baby in that manger was in fact the Son of God? Do we believe that? You know, Mary even questioned it. How could that be? How could that be? But then as the Spirit came upon her, what happened? I'm your servant. So do we all agree with that? And that we have the same love, accord, and mind. How are we with that, guys? How do we do with that? Do we have the same love for each other that we ought to have? Do we? Do we favor one another? Or do we tend to take care of ourselves and just kind of, well, if I got a little bit left, I'll take care of the other guy? Just something for you to, I want you to think about. And how about our minds? Are our minds all set towards how can I better serve the Lord? Just asking. We must not have strife or vainglory is the word that's used. Vainglory in a nutshell is it's all about you and it's nothing about anybody else. It's what I did. Is it what I did that's going to get me to heaven? Is it what you did that's going to get you to heaven? What do we have to be proud of for crying out loud? We did something very simple. We said, I'm a sinner. I need Jesus. I accept that Jesus Christ was Lord. I accept that his death on the cross was enough. The words, it is finished, are not negotiable. Do you believe that? Do you believe that the words, it is finished, do you believe they're not negotiable? Or do you think there's something else you have to do? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He, help me guys, washed me white as snow. How are you guys doing with that? When I look at myself, I don't see me white as snow. I look at me the next day after the plow went through. You know what I'm saying? And all the rocks and all the cinders and all the stuff. Well, let me tell you something. When God sees you, he sees Jesus. And he sees you just as pure as the day is long. How do you like that? You want to know why? Jesus did it. Jesus did the deal. Each member should esteem others better than themselves. More others, less you. If we can write that, if we write that over top of our mirror every day and we look at that, it'd be a really good idea, wouldn't it? more others, less you. Each member should focus on others of the group, other members of the group, rather than upon our own ambitions, our own concerns. As you look again toward one another, you look at one another and say, you are more important than I am. You are more important than I am. I think that's very, very important to know. Are you more concerned about others than yourself today? That's the question I have for me and for you. Are you more concerned about others than yourself? Well, if you're not, let's turn that whistle around right now. Amen? Let's start working on that. We can. There's nothing to say. You know, if the Holy Spirit comes into you and He begins to talk to you and He begins to say, look, I love you. I love you and you're my guy or you're my gal, but here comes the but. How about taking a look at this? How about taking a look at this? Yeah, I love it when people say, well, Christianity, you guys got it made. You don't go out and get in trouble. Oh, we don't. Is that the truth? Oh, we're not under conviction. Oh, we're not. Excuse me? Hey, I look in the mirror and I see how short I come from the glory of God. Amen? But that's not what God wants us to see. He wants us to be concerned with others and then see we got to do better. And by helping others, we are going to do better. I need to tell you that I heard while the praise band was playing and while you guys were singing, I heard how much you cared about others. If you just let it out, if you just let that heart dictate, I heard some beautiful, beautiful music today, guys. I really did, and I praise God for each and every voice that went up. Yes, the praise band led us, but it sure was nice, and I'm sure for the praise band to hear the choral go up. It isn't about them. It's about us. You know, if we're going to live eternity together, we better learn to like one another just a little bit more today. How's that sound? I'm not saying that we're going to hold the grudges. I don't believe we are. I truly believe that when it's done, it's done. And there'll be no more pain. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more balarney. That's a word. I don't know where it came from. There'll be no more nonsense. There'll be no more grudges. There'll be no more me, 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 you, you, you. It's over. But, you know, let's think about, hey, I got to spend eternity with you. Maybe we should worry about what we think about each other in heaven. Maybe we'll be nicer to each other on earth. Just a thought. Just a thought. Hey, I got to hang with this person for all eternity. Maybe I'll let Jay hit the ball first then. He's going to hit it farther than I am anyway. But the reality, you know what I'm saying. And I'm being just a little bit silly, but not really. Maybe we ought to consider each other just a little bit more. Amen? The second point is believers should have the mind of Christ. First, we should be concerned about one another. We should be under fellowship. We should really want to be compassionate and tender-hearted. But the second thing is, and this starts in verse 5 through verse 8, Jesus, we have to have His mind. What was Jesus' mind? Okay, this was Jesus' mind, right? I'll wait for you to become good enough, then I'll die for you. Is that what He did? No, He did not. Because if He did, He'd still be alive. You know, let's call it like it is. If He waits for us to get it right, oh Lord, talk about eternity and then some. Praise God, He didn't wait for me to get it right. Or for any of us. Amen? He said, I love you. I'm going to lay it all down for you. Did He want to? He agonized over it. Guys, 33 years old. We've had this discussion before. I love you. And we have had it. But it's like, think of when those of us that are, and you guys that aren't there yet, it's a cool age. 33 is not a bad age. You're not old. Remember that. Not at 33. You can still go from first to third, right, Rich? In a heartbeat. And then you stand on third and go ahead, drop the ball. I'm going home. At 53, you go one base at a time. And then, if he drops the ball, you give a little juke, but you don't go because you're going to get caught. Am I right, Brother Rich? That's about right. Yeah. Don't you? Your mind will say go, your body will say whoa. That. Yeah, really. At 33, you're really going quick. But at 53, you count the stairs before you walk up them. At 33, you run up those stairs. Jesus died at that age, guys. Our minds should be this. We should have Christ's mind. He was in the form of God. Let's make that clear. He was God. And he accepted his equality with God. But that didn't define him, did it? Because if you're a God, and if you're a God that's unreachable, praise God that we have a God that is reachable. But if you were a God that was unreachable, I mean, would you humble yourself? Would you humble yourself to be around the likes of us? And yet he gave it all for us. Yet Jesus made himself of no reputation. He took upon the form of a servant. Who washed whose feet? Who washed whose feet? Jesus washed their feet. What about good old Peter? Oh, you're not washing my feet, Lord. It's not going to happen. Well, if I can't wash your feet, I have nothing to do with you. Is that what he said? Or did he say, okay, here's my feet first? No. He was a servant, and he made himself in the likeness of man. Folks, please don't think those nails didn't hurt. They did. You guys, in small measures, for those gentlemen who didn't quite see the top of the nail and hit your thumb with a hammer, what'd you do? Oh, that was about it. Or those were the nice versions. That was cleaned up for church sake, praise God. But the reality is, what do we do at a little pinch? Imagine, right through the palms. Better yet, how about, how tender is the top of your feet? Did you ever drop something on your foot? Did you scream bloody murder? I can hear it now. Right through there, guys. Right through there for you. For you, for me, for you, for you. Right through those feet, right through those hands, for you. It hurt. It hurt. Do you see Christ in you? Do you see all Jesus Christ did to save you? Do you see all that Jesus Christ did to save you? How would you like this, guys? How would you like to just be, well, here you go. I'm sure it's happened to me by accident in the healthcare business and it wasn't much fun. But how would you like to just intentionally have someone just spit in your face and call you everything but the Son of God? And make a mockery of you. Made a mockery of our Savior. Made a mockery of our Savior. They put a sign over his head. Said, King of the Jews. And they might just as well have said, ha! You're about as much a king as I am. Do you understand what Jesus gave for you? He could have came down off that cross at any given time. And he didn't. He stuck there and he hung it out all for us. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. The very last piece of this, and the very third point that I want you guys to understand, is Christ adhered to his Father's will, and it resulted in the Lord God highly exalting him, giving him a name above all names. Let me tell you something. The suffering that he took, it's not going to be that way second time around. It's not going to be that way. And we have a choice today. I tell people, I have two ways to get to my knees. I can either humbly get down on my knees and pray, or I can let God grab me by the scruff of the neck and say, get down, boy, you're mine. But we got two ways. But at the name of Jesus, what's going to happen? Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. Let me tell you something. This is one of the most exciting things in my life, and that's this. I serve a risen Savior. There is no one else. There is no other religion that has a risen Savior. All their gods are dead. They're dead. They can't. Their gods can't save them if they wanted to. So what do we have to worry about? We got to pray for them, guys. We have to pray for them, because if their mindset is that Muhammad's going to save them, or Buddha, or who else, or themselves. Here we go. I love that one. I'm my own higher power. Good luck with that. Have a blast. How you doing with saving yourself, right? But at any rate, we got to pray for them, and we got to pray earnestly. Their souls are heading straight to hell for eternal damnation. Eternal damnation. For the rest of their days, they'll be separated from the love of Christ. If we don't have the love of Christ in our hearts, then we can't give it away. And if we give it away, He guarantees it's going to multiply, doesn't it? His word is not going out there and coming back empty. He's promised me that. But He's going to give him a name. The exalted name of Jesus Christ should cause every knee and all things to bow, regardless of their location in heaven, in earth, or under the earth. Or under the earth. You're going to go down on your knees even if you don't want to, if you're one of Satan's boys. Good for you. That's still Jesus. That's still the King of Kings. That's still the Lord of Lords, right? And He's on your side, and He's on my side, and you're His children. And you're His children. Oh, what a happy day it will be when my Jesus I will see. Think about that. Think about what it's going to be like the day you see Jesus face to face. What you going to do? That song, I Can Only Imagine. I love that song, because I really don't know what I'll do. I don't think I'll sit down. Maybe I will. I doubt. I might have to. It's the only way I can speak. If I don't sit down, I can't speak. Too short of school, you can't see me. But that's okay. I love you guys. I really do. God is glorified. Christ will be exalted. Jesus Christ was obedient, and He glorified His Heavenly Father. Because of that, He will be exalted and held on high. There will be no one higher than Jesus Christ. No one. Amen? And we get to watch. I'm going to close with these thoughts, guys, and then let's pray. If there's anything, that I'll tell you what. Oh, Come All Ye Faithful was really nice the first time. Hint. Jesus Christ is our Savior. Let's pray this together. As your eyes are closed, your heads are bowed, I want you to say these words and mean them from the very bottom of your heart. Jesus Christ is our Savior. Let all heaven and earth, especially us, who claim to be His children, proclaim His glorious name. Let nothing get in between Jesus and you, especially you. Father, we love You, and we come to You with humble hearts, not worthy of Your forgiveness, but acceptant of Your salvation, accepting that the blood of Jesus and that alone will secure us for all eternity. Lord, may we be encouraged by one another and love one another, preferring each other. Lord, let this day be the beginning of many glorious days where we follow Your example and we are obedient, even unto death, whatever it requires, that we never turn our back on You, because You will never turn Your back on us. May the grace and the love that comes from Jesus, may it penetrate our hearts, and may it permeate throughout this world, always being concerned about who is next in our lives. Lord, give us the strength to do Your will. Give us the courage to carry on. But most of all, guide us with Your wisdom and your direction. Father, it's for you that we live, that we are, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, and at the name of Jesus, may we all bow and say, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message from River Mountain Church. Our church is located in Shepton, Pennsylvania. If you'd like some more information, visit our website, rivermountainchurch.org.